Blog Talk Radio.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Trying to work it out. He's on the road. It's squeaky. I hear him clicking buttons.
Okay. Kathy, is that you?
Hello?
It's me. Hello, it's me, Patricia.
Hello, Pastor Patricia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody's on but Pastor right now.
Where's he at? Hey, Patricia.
There you are. We weren't able to get you. You're on now.
Yeah, we're on right now. How are you today?
I'm making it through. Anyway, we're glad to hear you on.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be on. I just wanted to confirm because I'm not hearing anybody as on my phone, so we're just playing it by ear, literally.
No, you're on.
Right, but I'm not hearing anybody on the phone. I had Kathy was on there, but I see Michael Smith is on there. Mike, how are you today? Can you hear everything?
I can hear you good. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, so Michael Smith is our guest speaker today, and he's going to be speaking to everybody. So, Michael, go ahead.
I think we had this conversation earlier.
Yeah. So
Sean said he wanted to lead the show today.
Oh, good. Well, hey, Kathy and Ken, are you both there? Well, it's good to hear your voices. So we're in your neck of the woods right now. We are in South Dakota at the General Mercantile.
And what town is that?
What town are we in, guys? Do we know? We're about 100 miles outside of Rapid City.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yeah, you're about 350 miles from where we live.
Now, are you 350 miles east?
West.
Len said we're right on the Minnesota border, so, I mean, we are on the other end of the state. Are you on Highway 34?
No, we're on 90.
They're west of you, Pastor.
Yeah, they're still west of us? No.
Yes, they're west of you.
No, that's not right. They would have to be.
We are east
of
you.
No, they're west of you.
Yep. No, they're east. They're east of where we are. We're only 100 miles from Rapid City. We're west on 90. They are all the way back east and a little north. Is that correct, Ken?
No. No. They're west of you.
Who's saying west?
That's Michael. Michael Smith is saying west. Straighten him out, Ken.
Michael Smith?
Where does Ken and Kathy live?
We live 100 miles north of Sioux Falls.
Okay. Well, yeah. then if you're 100 miles north of Sioux Falls, let's see here.
Yeah,
okay.
They're east of where we are, and then north.
Yeah, they're east of you.
So
yeah, they're east of you. That's
we made
correct.
Pretty good
that's
tracks.
Correct.
We drove through the night, and we're looking for some divine appointments, and I think we just had one. We had flapjacks in a old train car, and that was very unique. We did not stay overnight anywhere. We just drove through. Grandson Chandler put his pedal to the metal, his foot to the floor, got us hundreds of miles. Pastor Ken's been a trooper. He's been driving, keeping watch. I looked over at one point when I was driving around 3 in the morning, 2, 3 in the morning, and he had his mouth, well, I won't tell you. Oh, he was wide open but didn't snore. That was amazing. And so
you're about 700 miles from home already.
Yeah. Yeah, we drove through the night. We left last night around 6:30, and we've
mm-hmm.
just been going all the way through.
How many people are with you, Vincent?
Just two. Just Pastor Ken and Chandler. Just three of us. We're like the three disciples going up to the Mount of Transfiguration.
Oh, my God. Okay. So now, are you interested in visiting a reservation while you are in that area? Because I know of somebody you could visit with and possibly be involved with.
Well, yeah, let's absolutely talk about that. And we could do that. The goal
off
for
the
today
air?
Is to. What's that?
Are we on the air now on this Omega station?
We're not on Omega. We're on Blog Talk Radio. This is one of the most unique broadcasts on Blog Talk anywhere ever before.
Okay, so we're having this discussion, and anybody can pick this up. If you are interested, Vincent, in meeting this ministry that is called Lighthouse Ministries. It's not very big, but it's out by Chamberlain. They're beyond that? You're beyond that. You would have to go back, Ken said, to go to that reservation. But I just talked to that lady yesterday, and we were going to line up something personally, but for our, you know, for me to go out there and be there. But I haven't done anything. But now you're in the general area of South Dakota. But anyway, when we're off, if you want to, you can call me on a private phone call, and I can tell you some of the situation, and I'll leave it like that right now.
Okay, well, that sounds terrific. That sounds terrific. And what we're going to do while we're out here is we're going to take it basically step by step and just
yes.
See how each leg of the journey goes, and let you know everyone know about what we are doing out here. We truly are seeking to just get to a mountaintop and get some fresh revelation from the Lord, and trying to hear things. I know today's kind of an important day. I guess the president is meeting with Mr. Putin, and only God knows what that's all about. Yeah.
That's correct. That's correct. And there is another. Well, this is amazing that this come up right now. And then there is another ministry in Chamberlain, and they just had a whole lot of baptisms happen on Sunday because this is among the Indian people now. He works. I could give you two names of two people that you could contact in the state of South Dakota while you're waiting to see where the Lord leads you.
Okay, yes, send that to us in a text. Maybe you can call Patricia, and I don't know where Patricia went.
Okay, well, listen to this now. I'm afraid I a text. Oh, boy, I have to get on my iPad. All right, I'll try. Okay.
Yeah, tell her, Center.
How are you doing, Pastor
Kathy, Ken? Kathy, good morning. This is Pastor Ken. I sent you a text earlier this morning as well, too, so I was trying to figure out how close we were to you. So now I found out we're not that close.
No, you're not.
So,
Okay.
Yeah, well, we hit Sioux Falls, and that's where we turned left or heading west because I got on the 90 there at Sioux Falls.
Yes,
so,
yes. And now, have you seen Mount Rushmore yet? You haven't.
Not yet.
You're just west. You're close.
Not yet. We're on our way.
Now, I know you guys are all you're being led by the Spirit of the Lord, so you're kind of just waiting to see where God opens up something for you all.
Well, that's what we prayed to begin with, that would be divine appointments, that God would begin to go ahead and do that, and that's what we're counting on and believing. So we're just waiting for the Spirit to show us where and what to do and what to say and to say to who.
Okay, so I can send you these texts and hopefully they will go through because I'm not real computer savvy, I'll tell you that, but I'm going to try to give you some addresses of two people and then you're going to have to see what you feel and let me know if you get them. So telephone is a good way to contact us, I'll tell you that.
Yep, well, praise the Lord. That's good. So at least this way we know.
And what's the word of the Lord today, Pastor Ken?
Word of the Lord today. Be happy. Be vigilant. Be thankful for all things.
Okay,
that's really.
All right, good. That's encouraging. Ken has one thing to say, and then I'm going to get on this with helping you get those addresses.
Okay.
I hope it's okay if I say two things instead of one. As of right now, if you're, say, around 100 miles from Rapid City, there's a couple things. You're getting close to what they call the Badland Bypass, and there's not a lot of people there, but there's scenery there. And then when you get on the far end of that, or roughly 60 miles from Rapid City, 50 miles, Wall Drug is in the town of Wall, and there's a lot of people and tourists. And I don't know if you have that down on your agenda or not.
Then Linda Knight, you know, from church, told us about. She says, you're going to see advertisements for that. You're 150 miles out. And sure enough, 150 miles out, there was the first sign for Wall Drugs. So is it worthwhile stopping in there?
Well, as far as it's a town where a druggist ended up started in that little town years ago, and he gave away free water to tourists that were going through because at that time, water was very hard to come up with in the that part of the state, and tourists didn't have a place to get water quite often, so they would end up, they would stop there as they were going west. And it's a tourist trap is about what it is, but I mean, lots of times you get a chance to minister to people or whatever. Don't buy their 5-cent coffee, it's terrible.
Yeah, I saw the 5-cent coffee.
But they got wonderful donuts.
They turned the cup upside down and nothing came out.
Yeah.
Boy, I better not have my cop hat on with all those donuts around, huh?
I was just going to bring that up as far as cops are noted for their coffee and their donuts, but the donuts are great, but bring your own coffee. Stop somewhere and get your own.
Praise the Lord. That's good. That's good. So
is the trip going good?
Well, we're still pretty groggy. You know, we've only had a couple of hours sleep each, you know, and that's about it so far. But I'm enjoying the cooler weather. Thank God for that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really unique, was being cold again, because there hasn't been a cold day for what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Around here, it's been beautiful the last few days, but we had been extremely high humidity and warm too. So, you're picking the perfect time. The Lord's got it all planned for you, apparently, weather-wise.
Amen, amen. It's been upper 90s down home for all of us all week, for 2 weeks, upper 90s.
Okay. One question I got for you. Do you have a gold senior card?
Yes, I do. For the box, for the pass? Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay. What you should do is any place when you're going into those spots, you be the driver. And then most of the time the vehicle goes in free, not necessarily at a parking area, but, I mean, a lot of the tourist area, or pardon me, any of the federal parks, not necessarily the states. And also, when you get to Mount Rushmore, I think either way, I think you're going to have to pay to park in the parking ramp. I'm not going to say for sure.
Okay. Well, I'll try it, and I'll use my VA card, too, see if they like that.
Okay. Okay.
So, Ken, that is terrific advice. We appreciate it big time. And
yeah.
Life is amazing that we're standing out here in the middle of South Dakota on cell phones, broadcasting through Blog Talk Radio. It never ceases to amaze me. And we absolutely always want to have something important to share. We don't want to just be, what do they call it? Gumming our lips or whatever that is. But we do appreciate our friends out there, and we like the casual conversation. Ministry is going on all over the world. The gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached everywhere. Prayer movements are happening around the world. There's an awakening in the ecclesia, the church. The kingdom of God is advancing. There's no doubt there's an expression of the Father's heart, and he's moving his people. And sometimes you just have to get out of the comfort zone, and you've got to move out into some new territory, get a fresh perspective. You know, just you have to break the usual and to really embrace what is unusual. And we are truly here to enjoy creation. That's the most important thing, the beautiful mountains. These men have never been there before. I've only driven through it once with Patricia and I. And to go see these magnificent mountains known as the Tetons, and go to that lake called Yellowstone, and to drive through, and we got our tent. A gentleman by the name of Fred yesterday gave us a 10-man tent, so that's big enough for all three of us. We got sleeping bags and cots. We're going to go off the beaten path and find little campsites along the way, go hiking, and just spend time with the Lord, so that when we get something fresh, we'll be able to deliver it to the body of Christ. And, you know, this is just, you know, part of life. We are a vapor. We are here today, gone tomorrow. And we're going to be with the Lord as we are with him right now. But there's an intimacy that we are seeking, and I believe that all of God's children should be seeking that intimacy. We have seen just yesterday some magnificent miracles. I have taken my breath away, what God is doing in people's lives. And we are so thankful to the Lord for the good things that he is doing, where people are giving him the credit. They're giving him the glory. People are moving and doing things in his name, which is always something that's very rich and healthy for the body of Christ. Because when things get done from other people, it's just an example.
people have heard us on the air at different times on Curve Radio. We spend about $1,200 a month over there, and a couple came out, I sit back and I say, Lord, you know, it's always at the last minute that your hand is really moving, and you're searching our hearts. And the theme of our past weekends with the church at New Wine Ministries, you could hear the cry of God's people when we are worshiping, we're praising the Lord, and the whole song selection is about the refiner's fire. Search my heart deep within. Go deeper than you've ever been. And you turn around and you see the look on people's faces. You see their hands extended to the Lord and the worship that's going on and the desire for people to experience a deeper transformation in their life. And I look at that as a pastor at our congregation. That is absolutely amazing. It is so refreshing and such a great blessing to know that people are really, honestly, genuinely seeking the fullness of God. And our generation really needs that. We need to seek the fullness of God and everything he wants to get to us. We were talking this past weekend about our future hope in the restitution of all things in Acts chapter 3. And we all know, as Christian men and women, as believers, that we have an amazing hope. We have a hope that goes way beyond anything tangible, anything in this temporary world. And we get that, and that's glorious. And when you discuss the depth of what that hope really is with glorified bodies, et cetera, it's awesome. But we also have a hope in this earth as men and women of God. And yet, in our experience with God of receiving the blessings of God and enjoying the benefits of God, it's always with persecution. But Jesus told Peter when he says, Lord, we've left everything to follow you. What are we going to get? You know, that was his real question. And Jesus said, well, everybody that's left father, mother, lands, brothers, children, you know, houses, will receive in this lifetime now 100-fold with persecutions. And so Christians need to be aware of the fact that when we serve the Lord, when we go after the Lord, when we're willing to give up everything for him, he does take care of us. And what's glorious about it is the way that he does it. It's without our own human effort, if you will. And so it's a glorious exchange. And yet, in this life, there's no way for a person that is going to live a godly life in Christ Jesus to escape persecution, trial, and tribulation. So what we're learning is stop complaining about it, and when things go contrary to what we know is true, don't worry about it. Rejoice. And so we're learning to do this as we're picking up our cross. We're dying to self, and we're seeing that this is just a reality. And trials, whether they be fiery trials, whether they be mild trials, listen, a trial is all about purging. It's all about getting the gold. It's getting the dross out of the precious metals, and it is necessary. And if we're going to live godly lives in Christ Jesus, we may as well just learn to expect that in the midst of the blessings and the good things, that there are going to be these special trials designed specifically for each one of us to get us to a place where we could be a faithful witness with a glorious testimony in the world that we live in. And so, you know, in the midst of all that's going on politically, horizontally, we constantly have to remember our vertical relationship with God, where the Apostle Paul said, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. And, of course, we live here, and there is a horizontal reality that we do need to understand. We need to look through the biblical lens at the signs of the times, and we need to interpret what's going on around us. And we're not here to ignore or to be ignorant of what's around us, because the Lord said, pay attention. Look at the signs. You know, he was angry at his generation because they saw the weather signs, but they couldn't tell the signs that were going on around them. So this is just a magnificent journey for each one of us. And any comments out there? Anybody want to kind of share with what we're saying here today?
Vincent, it's me again. I just sent you
yes.
An address. Now, I just sent it, so hopefully you're getting it on your cell phone, on your smartphone or whatever you have. Did you get it?
will look into it, Kathy. I'll see when I get off the phone today what came in, and I'll let you know.
Okay, that's fine. And then if that works out, then I have one more for contact. And you can do whatever you feel led to do. So you're basically prayer walking and praying and redeeming the land.
Yes, I would say that's we're going back to where we started in about the year 2000 when that's all we did was walk through parks and the mountains with shofars and interceded and prayed and blew the shofar and made declarations and really was seeking the face of God. And here we've been on this 17-year journey, and I think it's just time for a shift, and we need to understand it, and we want to be in the flow of what God is doing, no doubt.
Praise
hey, everybody
Lord.
That's
okay.
listening, yeah, everybody that's listening to the broadcast, you're on the air live, so if there's something you'd like to speak into the moment, please do so.
Well, Pastor, I'll say one thing on here, and that's, you know, the things that you're talking about, and the more and more I see it, we don't know how long we're going to be here. I mean, we've just heard reports on some people that could be gone in a couple of months, and they were perfectly healthy before. Or all the ones that will get killed and die accidentally, we just don't know how much longer we're going to be here on this earth. And really, I guess the question is going to be, what have we done? Have we accomplished what the Lord has asked us to do? I mean, you know, let's live a fulfilled life. Let's live a life with all of the blessings that we can have and be able to be of service to all those around us, those in need, those that want to be able to go ahead and join in with the Lord Jesus Christ, and let us be the vessels that can begin to do a lot of these things. To me, that's the most important thing that we can go ahead and do, be of service to others. And that's what our Lord Jesus Christ did for us when we were still sinners, yet he died for us. And he died a horrible, horrible death. And yet he did that out of love for each and every one of us. So I have to remember that, and I want to be able to go ahead and do something in return to be able to bless him for what he has done for me.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Well said. Hey, Patricia Joy, I know you're listening in right now. How are you doing this morning, and what's on your heart?
Okay, I guess we're not going to get to Patricia. And who else do we have listening on today? Lots of neat friends out there.
So, anyways, where are we at with we're at 8:30 right now. I think what we'll do for today, because we're kind of just come to this place on Monday morning of traveling through the night, I think we're going to go ahead and end the broadcast today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and hopefully tomorrow we'll be much more ready to go with some word, and we'll take it from there. So for now, we're going to say goodbye to everybody. God bless you. We appreciate all of the folks that are coming in and being a part of what we've been doing. So with that being said, we're going to say shalom, goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow with bells on. Until then, this is Pastor Vince. God bless and shalom.